Look at you there, doing your best. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us today. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. And today, we be criming. I love these sessions we spend together. 30 minutes, 2 hours, 4 days. Anytime we get together is a good one. I'm going to walk away with either something to speculate about, or I'm going to walk away with something to think about in my head for the rest of the day, or keep me awake at night, and so that I can fervorously search TikTok for more information on whatever case we're talking about. So thanks for being a part of that. And it's really become a way for us to, and I don't want to speak for Z, but I'm going to speak for Z. It's become a way for us to really tune out like the noise and the monotony of like parenthood and just life in general, which.
Yes, it's important to have hobbies and to do fun things for yourself and to let your mind go to weird places, even if those weird places do happen to be murder cases. Like, it's fine. We'll still be your friend. You can hang with us.
We'll
talk about other things, too, in
sometimes.
Person.
Right.
But here on this podcast, we stick to criming and parenting.
And criming. Yeah, a couple parenting. We haven't done one in a while, but don't worry, friends. There's one coming up. Today, though, we are going to talk about the murder of Eric Cross. But first, we will bring you a fun recommendation. We do this every week. If you're new here, hi, hello. We do what we call a show and tell to tie in the little school theme we have going on. Super fun. It's adorable. You know it. I know it. And if you're wondering what the heck else these girlies are recommending, you can head right over to our show notes and find the link to our storefront. Because
yes.
So many things.
And you can go to cursewordsandcrayons.com. Oh, and it also has our links, which has our Amazon storefront on it. And that's where we keep most of our things. And this is where this particular item will also be saved at. Okay, so
this week
for our show and tell, I am going to tell you about a lip oil that I just bought. So I don't know what the difference is between a lip gloss, lip oil technically, okay? Honestly and truly, I think that it is like, what do they call fanny packs now?
Oh, cross body bag, a shoulder bag?
Maybe they call them shoulder bags, okay? Or even... Yes, or even just certain things. You know, now we're rebranding it. We're calling it different things. But this was shit we had back in the 90s when we were growing up. I think, personally, and if I'm wrong, shut your fucking mouth. So
Don't tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
Because I'm not. You're wrong.
This is my show. Yeah.
Exactly. This is my show, and you're just here to fucking listen. So know your place.
Wow. This got dark fast.
No. Okay. So I think the difference, or I think that lip oil is just rebranded lip gloss that the girlies can think is like cool and great because oils are in now and skincare is really in now and all these things.
All the serums. Yeah.
Yes. I also think that lip oil is the lip gloss of the future, and the fact that it does actually have like better things in it too.
Yeah.
So this one, for instance, I was scrolling through Facebook and I came across skincare or beauty must-haves, and I'm in my skincare era right now. This year, wow. I'm all about the skincare, and two of the items really stuck out to me. One of them was a cherry tinted lip oil by Sokogo. So no, that's probably not how you pronounce it, but it's S-O-K-G-O. Soko?
Sokogo, yeah, maybe.
I've never heard of them, but again, I'm just getting back into my skin game, so that doesn't mean anything. And it is a viral TikTok lip oil. So
yeah.
I thought, why not? It was on sale. The cherry color specifically was on sale. I love it. It's plumping. It has vitamin E in it.
I like that.
Yes, and it has vitamin E in it and like one or two other oils in it, which I think is what makes it an oil. versus a gloss, which I like to think means it's better for me, even though it's not. Okay?
Listen, whatever you need, whatever you need to make it feel better for you, go for it. I love it.
And there are so many different colors, and they go with basically any skin tone because they're very, very lightly tinted. Love like that. Extremely lightly tinted. You could pair this over a lipstick 100% to do a glossy, like a really glossy lipstick finish. You can pair it just by itself, and then it really gives that clean girl aesthetic right now. So
which
I
super in, everyone.
I will say that if you, that it's not sticky, but it is lip gloss. Even though it's lip oil, okay. But it's lip gloss, so your hair will get stuck in it. Like, if there come a breeze. Yeah, if there come
you
a
don't
breeze.
Want that. Don't get it.
Don't okay. do it, yeah. If it's you don't real. Want that, I just want you to know that this is, it's tacky. And it will get you, I mean, it's not awful. But your hair would stick a tiny, not as bad as some of the lip glosses of the past. Remember how awful that was? Just hair out all day out of your mouth. This isn't that bad.
If you grew up with long hair, it would like come out like it because you're shedding. And so sometimes you would just have it's gross. It's not
100%. And my hair right now is almost to my waist. And so I just can't handle anything that's going to put like more hair in my mouth. Like I'm good to go. So this isn't. Yeah, but your hair could stick to it. Not sure, awful, not? But maybe not for like a windy day. Maybe if you live in Chicago, you wait until you go inside and then you put it on.
Yeah. Now you say it's tinted. Is it like a stain or no? It's just tinted color.
It is just a tinted color. It is not a stain. So if you're looking for something more than that, this isn't
it. Not for you.
Yeah, I honestly prefer the cherry color. And I think you would too. I got the cherry color, and then I also got, what did I get? Rosewood. And rosewood is more of like a reddish coral that I thought I would like more because I normally like darker glosses.
Yeah.
Or darker lipsticks, but I really actually liked the pinkish one. And they're like $5, so they're great. The perfect thing about it is.
Yeah, super affordable.
My daughter doesn't like it, so now these are my lip glosses because they are plumping. So they do, they're not spicy, but she told me that it was spicy on her lips.
Because I mean, if it's a plumping, it's going to make your lips a little spicy.
Just a tiny bit, yes. Just a
all the more reason to keep that shit away from my kids. Like, don't, this isn't for you. This is for me.
Well, yeah, and she doesn't like it. So I was like, you want to try this on with me? And I didn't realize at first, you know. Right. And whatever, I don't care. So I'm going to try it on her a little bit anyway. She wants to try it. It's lipstick, lip gloss, whatevs.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I don't like this. And I was like, okay, great. So this is my new favorite thing. I will buy them in every color, apparently, because now I don't have to worry about it. No, and I like that I can pair it over my lipstick or just – when I want a little something when I'm going out, but I don't want like a whole, this is great for right before you go out to eat too, because I hate putting lipstick on before I go out to eat. It feels stupid.
Well, and see, here's the problem with like lipstick. With lipstick, it comes right off and I don't like it. With the lip like stains or the mattes, I feel like it leaves my lips too dry and I don't like that either. But lip gloss, it's less of a commitment. Right?
100%.
You can, like, change it out if you want to change, if you forget it and you have a different one in your purse. It doesn't matter.
And I feel kind of cute. Like, I feel kind of cute taking out my little lip gloss when I'm out in public. And just, you know, and I don't even need a mirror. Fun fact, I don't need a mirror to put on lipstick either, and neither does my daughter. I didn't realize. But the other day, she was standing in the room, like, looking. Now, it wasn't good, okay? But it's just as good as it was in the mirror. It's not like it's any better when she can see herself.
Yes.
I was so impressed. Actually, I think it was better when she wasn't looking in the mirror. Anyway,
she's going to be a makeup girly because, primarily, I think because of all of the dance that she does. Because that makeup for those kiddos is just dance mommy.
So we don't. at our studio.
You don't?
Aurora has.
I love that though.
The most makeup out of any of the kids because I only buy the makeup that I want to wear. I don't buy kids makeup and I will not buy makeup for her because it's not regulated by the FDA and I don't give a fuck about the FDA, but I don't want asbestos in her lipsticks, right? And they're all shit anyway. So I buy things for me. And so I've been using, and I'm team, use it until you run out. So I've been using all of these lipsticks for years or, you know, and I have a collection and they're all dark as fuck because, I mean, I love a dark lip.
Right. Who doesn't?
I love a dark lip. Mm-hmm. So she comes with a dark lip and then half the time. And then I do cheeks, so I do blush, and then I do her eyebrows. But that's it. We don't do any of the eyeshadow, none of that stuff. Thankfully, because we passed some girls, and I looked at them, and I was like, I don't know how to do makeup like that. No, I was like, I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you teach me to put my makeup? But I don't want to. I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what would pair perfectly with the lip oils, though?
What?
A distressed dad hat from the Curse Words and Crayons merch shop.
You know what's great about a distressed dad hat from the Curse Words and Crayons merch shop?
Is that a shop?
Gift shop? Because it's a gift for yourself. It goes with everything. Goes with everything.
That's so true. That's so true. And you can check it out on cursewordsandcrayons.com.
Welcome to the commercial portion. We don't do sponsorships, but we do sponsor ourselves. So
hell yeah.
Go and get the lip oil.
Yeah. One.
And some lip oil. Make yourself feel good. Get yourself a cute hat. I've said it before. You don't have to do your hair. You just throw it in that hat.
Oh, that's the perfect thing. And then you put a little lip oil on and you're wearing sunglasses. If you're not like me and you don't wear prescription glasses all the time, you can put your sunglasses on and you look put together or mysterious. You look something and you look something different.
Are great.
Okay. So the case, should we do the crime and part of the pod?
I guess so. Let's do it. So, like we said before, we are talking about the murder of Eric Cross. He was 16. He's a little angel baby. He lived in Vicksburg, Michigan, which was a small town in West Michigan. And he was killed in 1983 after attending a party. Now, this part is sad. So, trigger warning, I guess. I mean,
the whole pod's a trigger warning, so just goodbye. Like, I don't know.
Anytime. I know. But so when I read this in the notes, I was like, this is sad. Yeah, so his dad walked out of his home to grab the morning newspaper and discovered his son dead on the side of the road. Like, for real, real? I can't imagine. But let's talk about what happened, what we know, which is not a lot. It's awful to have to see those things without wanting to, but then, and then you have to because it's your kid and it's awful and it's horrible.
I don't think I could go to identify one of my children at the morgue. I think they would be like, can you come in to identify them? And I would be like, no, you can take DNA samples and you can figure the fuck out. And then you can let me know if that is. I'm not going to go in and see their dilapidated body. And no, thank you. I'm sorry.
Outside your house, you're just trying to get the paper. Oh my gosh. Okay.
First thing in the morning before your coffee, even.
Seriously. Come on. Give me a minute. Before we talk about what we're going to speculate about, speculating wildly, it's what we do best around here. Let's talk a little bit about the instances of the evening. So Eric Cross, a little blue-eyed, red-headed boy. He's adorable. He attended a party the night before and it was less than a mile from his home. He left the party around 1 a.m., according to the police. Now, he's 16. Is 1 a.m. too late? I don't know. I'm old. I'm already asleep by then. But when I was 16, I was maybe out that late. Not with my parents' permission, probably. Sorry, Mom. His father told investigators that just before 6 a.m., he was awakened by the sound of a car with a loud muffler. And according to Eric's father, the car pulled into his driveway, left, and returned a second time before speeding off into the distance. So if you live in a neighborhood stuff like this happens sometimes. I mean, I live on a cul-de-sac, so I don't get a ton of, like, street traffic down my street. But, you know, you hear cars outside, and you don't think to go outside and look. And he, like, to remember that he, like, heard, I don't know. Just,
well, because that is a little suspicious if he, you know, if he pulled into his driveway. I live in front of the mailbox, and if you park, like, right in front of it. I live in the parking spot, basically, in front of it. If you park in front of my house, I'm going to fucking stare you down. Earlier, this lady didn't even acknowledge that she was parked at my house, didn't wave. So I stared at her until I watched her go to the thingy, because I feel unsafe. Like, why are you parked in front of my house? Are you getting your mail? Or, I don't know, are you going to attempt to kill me and my family? Because I'll fight you. I don't know. Like, if you're coming to kill me, I should probably go back inside and prepare. But I'm going to stare you down until...
Right.
See the whites of your eyes.
But you're just getting your mail, so get out of my driveway.
Yes,
Either way, it's not great. So he hears these noises, but doesn't really think much of it. Thinks it's suspicious, but that's, like, really it. And witnesses told the police that they saw Eric near a gas station that same night, and he was talking to, like, two different people in two different vehicles. So, or a lot of people that were in two separate vehicles. So, like, kind of typical shenanigans, right? Police say little is known about Eric's whereabouts between the time he left the party and when his body was discovered. What authorities?
Like 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
1 a.m. to 6.
To 6 a.m., correct. So what authorities do know is that evidence at the scene indicated he was dragged by a vehicle and deliberately struck. I'm not really certain how somebody knows whether or not somebody is deliberately hit by a car. But apparently, based on forensics, they were able to tell, like, this was on, like, he was hit on purpose.
That's crazy. Maybe the speed and the trajectory, they could tell that the car wasn't braking.
Maybe. Or that it didn't immediately brake. Like, you know how if you, I imagine if I was to hit a human, I would stop. Like, I would stop.
Yes.
But if I was hitting a human on purpose, I probably wouldn't. So maybe that's true. Maybe that's it. But the autopsy report stated that Eric suffered from a number of fatal lesions that contributed to his death, including numerous fractures, lacerations, and abrasions that left his body mangled. There are multiple theories as to what happened to him. Now remember, we're taking it back to 1983. So this happened 40 years ago. And as soon as, like, early 2000s, they had some kind of new evidence that came out, but here's the first theory. So the first theory is that police initially believed that Eric was the victim of a hit and run, but that later took into account, like, a different theory, which is believable to me. It's now believed that Eric was killed before he was struck by the vehicle. The hit and run was staged to make it look like he was hit by the vehicle, like on accident, and his body was found on the road near his home. So it sounds like, though, whether that happened in front of his house or not, that they knew where he lived, at least, and they dumped him. The county sheriff at the time said that they believed Cross was killed during a hood surfing incident. And they think that Cross fell from the hood of the car and was crushed under the car's tires. If you don't know what hood surfing or car surfing is, it's stupid. Don't do it. My brother hood surfed on somebody's car once and broke his arm. So it's a real thing that happens. It's not super smart. It was really big and dangerous. It was like a huge fad in the mid-1980s. The CDC reported that about 58 deaths were connected to car surfing between 1990 and 2008. So don't stand on top of somebody's car. It's a bad choice.
Well, it's moving. That's what it is. Yeah, you
right.
drive
yeah.
and you
it's just try and hold your balance, which after a night of partying, probably not the smartest thing to do. They kind of debunked this myth. The case is still open, so clearly we don't know exactly what happened. But Z, take us through the second theory.
Yes. So September 2015, the sheriff's office said that one person of interest, Brenton Spaulding, was being held on unrelated charges. He was never charged with anything for Eric. However, in June of 2017, police named five persons of interest, referred to as the core crew, like the suspects for Eric Cross's case, and Spalding was the prime suspect. So new witnesses had come forward, and that's what led to this development. And Britton Spalding was arrested after failing to appear in court for sentencing in a stalking case, which obviously is not stalking Eric, but
right.
all around
a different case.
Just right. a shitty person. So
sounds great.
Exactly. In the second theory, they're basically saying that Eric may have been involved in an altercation with a group of individuals, so like a friend group, before leaving the party. The medical examiner stated in his report that Eric's body was so badly injured that he was unable to determine if those injuries were before he was fatally struck by the car or afterwards. So they know that he was struck by the car, and they know that his body is was found very mutilated, like was found with just very battered. They
yeah.
abused this poor kid. They can, it was so much damage to him that they could not tell if this happened post or prior to death, which is just appalling. Just appalling. And so that's why they have these two. These are like just the two major theories. So a Facebook group with more than 1,000 members titled Justice for Eric Cross organizes events to help keep the story alive. It's still active today. One of the founders, Melissa Hatfield, believes it's time for people who know what happened to him to come forward, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Beyond time. Yeah.
Exactly. She attended high school with Eric, and she ran track with his sister. And following Eric's murder, she believed that that it was covered up, and that the cover-up started the night Eric was killed. And she states, that night a cover-up plan was put in place by those individuals in the crime. They would not share information with the authorities or with Eric's family. The car used to murder Eric disappeared and still to this day has many urban myths about what happened to it. So, yeah, they had never found the car. It was never brought in. Somebody has to know something about the vehicle.
Well, obviously, somebody either...
was taken somewhere with dents and blood on it.
Either drove past him near his house, dead, or dropped him there. So whether it was just somebody who was a bystander or whether it was somebody who was involved, people know this. He didn't just die in the middle of the woods. It's not like, oh, he was hiking and, like, we don't know what happened. Like, this is out in the open. This is in the community. This is... like, this is everywhere. Like, this is where.
And she feels like, Melissa Hatfield feels like it's a cover-up and that it was covered up, I guess, by the police and everything in town, too, and just the people in general of the community, because the family names that belonged to the people that were suspected, that became the
four
the suspect,
individuals or whatever, yeah,
the five people, they were all very high in the societal standing of the area. So that means they have money. Either that means they have money or they're part of the boys club, you know?
And it also means that you can just murder somebody and it doesn't matter.
I mean, we've seen it before, so.
Because your life is worth more than another person's.
Mm-hmm. So the cover-up was always thought to include local police and several residents in the village. Most of those residents were students that helped hide the truth and information. So, Amy, these are the deets. What do you think? We've heard two theories.
It's time to, I feel like we need segment music for this, like speculating wildly, because I don't know. I think the teenagers are dumb, and I think they think they're invincible, and it could have been so many things. What if they decided to hang out with Eric for some reason, or they were hanging out with Eric as like a joke, and it got out of hand, or
yeah, like they started hazing him or something.
Right.
As like an LOL, so funny, not
right.
funny.
not funny, or they said, oh, let's ask him to do this crazy dangerous thing, and then it went bad and they panicked and they decided to just make it look like a hit and run. Knowing what we currently know about Bretton Spaulding, my money would be on him knowing something or being involved, but also kind of talking through the fact that all of these core kids' parents are in, like, the good old boys club. Maybe they're pointing to Bretton Spaulding because he is not a part of that. I'm going to imagine that with his criminal record, Daddy is not in the cool kids' club.
Or at least he's not very happy with him if he is. So he's willing right. to let him take the fall for other people's bad decisions because he's already – or they are still his bad decisions too, but – take the brunt of it because, I mean, you're already a bad apple, so you already done this.
Right.
Phase. Why not?
Right.
Fair enough. What if, I thought of this when we were talking earlier, what if the person pulled into the Cross's driveway to, like, tie Eric up, and then they pulled him around the neighborhood, and then they dropped him off, and that's why his dad heard them in the driveway twice?
I don't like that theory, but it's possible.
Yeah, what if they went to, like, dump his body and then realized, oh, there's probably so much evidence on this.
Yeah.
We've got to make this look worse.
Don't you if they're driving.
Or did they hit him in his driveway?
Right, what if he was just walking home? Like, what if he had just gotten there? And they, like, accidentally hit him.
But then
or on purpose hit him or whatever. And then they freaked.
Been dragged. So either right. way, what makes it worse? The fact that they came to his house and then, yeah.
But if his body was dragged or drugged, wouldn't there be, like, marks on the ground? I guess depending on where and how.
I don't know. That wasn't mentioned anywhere else. Though. Yeah. And they said that he had been.
I believe that he was drugged, but I feel like, I don't know, there'd be, like, evidence on the asphalt.
Concrete? Maybe. No. Yeah. I mean, maybe blood, but.
Well, yeah, like blood.
Okay, but how dirty is the road? And nobody drove on it between then? Nobody just drove and thought maybe somebody hit, like, an animal? Or if he's constantly moving, is that really a big splatter, or is that just a lot of blood going all over the place?
Listen, I'm not a forensic scientist, so I don't know, but that would be my assumption.
Yeah, but maybe he saw a drug deal go down too. Like, there's so many different
speculating things. It's like that case we covered in my hometown, the guy and the girl that went missing, and then they were found, and they had been shot.
Oh, Ricky Beard was one of them.
And they think that it was probably, like, a drug deal. Like, they witnessed something that went wrong.
Ugh. I promise I won't say anything. Just let me go.
Right. I'm great at keeping secrets.
I'm not. I'm going to tell my husband, but, like, there's nobody else that's going to listen to whatever bullshit comes out of my mouth. I swear to you.
I lie so much, nobody's going to believe me. Tell me all your secrets. No one, everyone's going to be like, that Z, she's a nut job. We're not interested.
I say so many outrageous things that it's, nobody's going to, they'll be like, yeah, I'm sure that was a podcast episode that you just recorded with your friend Amy. Sounds norms. Norms. Totally sounds, norms that you're coming like, to us. To talk
well,
about
I know about this case because I do, okay? Because I just do.
Because maybe I know more than you.
Mean kids.
Either way, it makes me really sad. And it's been 40 years, and yeah. we still don't know what happened.
Another thing I find kind of interesting about this case, and this could totally be the fact that I've been reading a lot of thriller books lately, and so maybe I just am swapping reality for fiction, but so the girl who, like, runs this 13,000 person Facebook group or whatever doesn't really sound like she knew him very well. Like, she
right?
cross with his sister, ran track with his sister.
Exactly.
But it's not like they were friends or
my brother's or friends know fucking nothing about me. If my brother's friends set up a Facebook page, it's because they murdered me. And they
thing is, like, what if she knew something about it and she feels guilty and so she's, like, trying to make amends?
Or what if she's in on it and so she just is getting her jollies off with this, maybe. Keep them in turmoil.
Or maybe she's just a nice lady. I don't know. But that seems weird to me that, because, like, if one of my brother's friends died, I would be sad, but I'm not going to rally the brigade. Like, I don't know. Maybe that makes me a bad person, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not that close with my brother's friends.
No. I mean, if they were my friend, maybe. Like,
he was 16 when he died, and so maybe that also makes it a little bit different.
And maybe she's, like, an activist in her town or
because
whatever.
Because I was
like,
just thinking, what? I don't give a fuck about anybody that I went to high school with anymore, but also I am not in high school.
True.
So maybe it would feel differently.
I hate those guys. No, yeah, I don't. I don't know. Maybe it would. I don't know. But honestly, I think people get scared to come forward with things like this, especially if they weren't directly involved, which is wild to me. But I want to say that I feel like I would 100% say something if I saw something like this happen, like at a party or like out at a bar or something.
What if you don't know what you saw? What if you don't realize that you saw something that was so sinister? What if you don't realize that you were the last person to have seen Brian Schaefer while he was walking out the side door? And then,
right.
You know, it just wasn't a thought in your, and you never thought of it ever again, because why the fuck do I care if some brown-haired man walked through the door? I don't.
Right, and, like, my crazy anxiety brain is going to be like, maybe I did see him, and, like, I'm going to second-guess myself.
I'm going to gaslight myself so hard.
Right.
And if you're helping, I'm going to spiral, because it just, you're right, that did happen, and I know it didn't, so I'm crazy, you know?
And now I'm implicating myself for the missing case of Brian Schaefer, and I wasn't even old enough to be in a bar at that. I mean, it's like,
exactly.
I don't know, like, I don't know. I want to say I would say something if I, like, fully, but I'm not talking about, like, walking past them. I'm talking about, like, fully saw somebody get their ass kicked or somebody dragging somebody else away. But I don't know. Would you be scared?
I don't think I would have in high school. I would have been like, oh, that's their problem. Oh, bitch got her ass beat. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know, like,
You were an instigator, weren't you? You were just egging on those fights.
Did you not have fights in high school where everybody just gathered around?
Oh, you stand in
and
a circle and you chant fight. That's what you do. And which is like,
I'm on the outside.
Can you imagine being, like, adults now? Like, being at Target and, like, a fight breaks out and you just, like, rally around a bunch of house moms, like,
that's what we do, though. That's what we do, though. We all stand and we just watch. We just are mature enough now to go, oh, let's keep the monkey noises to ourselves.
It's true.
We know we've all gathered around the watering hole. We know what we're here to watch. We're just going to keep the scary noises to ourselves to allow this to continue to pan out. So
we're going
to
be,
because we're adults. Yeah, we're adults and we're not supposed to be watching, but we are.
But I want to see what happens. I want to see the outcome of this. But that's our case for today. If you know anything else about this case, this came from TikTok. If you recommended it, thank you. If you have more cases that you would like to recommend, please let us know. We are always looking for new and interesting cases to cover. But thanks so much for spending your time with us today in our little corner of the world and for stopping this podcast and buying all the merch that you can get your hands on. Next episode, we will be back with a parenting chat, which we haven't done in a minute. So this is going to be one you are not going to want to miss.
I actually pulled up the name of the TikToker.
You did.
I did. Yay. Okay. Joe, J-O-E-F-K. On TikTok. That's her TikTok name. That's who suggested this. So thank you, Joe. FK. Much
appreciated. Amazing. Thank you, Joe. And if there's stuff we missed, Joe, please let us know. You are not going to want to miss next episode or any other episodes moving forward. We have a full 145 with this one, 46 episodes. So please go back and listen. There's some doozies in there. Until next time, if you see something, say something. Goodbye.
Bye.